While not typical, Solvera's circumstances are far from unique. Fine print and insurance policies can leave huge gaps, but resources remain. It's not a clear path, as Chelsea Irvine of the U.S. Small Business Administration's Disaster Assistance Program explains. A rejection by FEMA and even a refusal by SBA can actually clear the way for direct help, but time is running out.
When you're talking about rebuilding from the ground up, it's going to be a pretty expensive process. And we just don't want anybody to get caught a year from now realizing they do have a shortfall and they don't have this backup plan. Our deadline for applications for the SBA Office of Disaster Assistance is January 11th, which is just a week away. And that is also the deadline for registering with FEMA for that immediate needs assistance in the form of grants. So it's a really important deadline, January 11th.
Can you tell me about some of the businesses that you have been able to help? I have spoken to a bunch of people who've been reluctant. They said, well, loans, well, forget it.
Right. It's really tricky because kind of twofold. So first of all, a lot of businesses don't realize that we have two programs available for businesses. One is for businesses that were physically damaged, and we offer up to $2 million or anywhere in there for damage to real property, machinery, equipment, inventory, anything that was physically damaged in the campfire. But then we have the second program for economic injury, and that is working capital to keep businesses who may not have been physically affected but are feeling that economic pinch because of the disaster. So say you own an apartment complex in Paradise that you're not able to rent right now. Or I talked to a daycare center here in Chico where all the kids that were from Paradise have been displaced, so therefore there are less kids staying at the daycare. So those businesses can apply as well for these economic injury disaster loans. And I realized that, you know, nobody wants to take on debt, but the truth is that a lot of these businesses already run on a pretty narrow margin. So a loan for 3.74% where you don't make a payment for a year can mean the difference between these businesses staying functioning or ending up failing because of the campfire, which is exactly what we're trying to prevent. Also, something else that's really important to know that a lot of people don't realize is there are going to be those survivors who we are not able to help. I know a lot of survivors in Butte County are on fixed income or disability or something like that, and taking on a loan just wouldn't be in their best interest. The important thing to understand is that first step is FEMA for immediate needs assistance, and the second step is the SBA for assistance in these long-term loans. But if we're unable to assist a homeowner and renter with these loans, most of those homeowners and renters may then be referred back to FEMA for what's called other needs assistance. But if you never apply with us, you're cutting off the ability to receive any additional federal assistance.
Chelsea Irvine of the Small Business Administration, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it as always.